Hello, curious minds, and welcome to another episode of Curious Cat. I'm Andy, your host, and today we're diving into a story that literally changed the shape of fashion history. We're talking about Christian Dior, a name that became synonymous with elegance, revolution, and pure French luxury. Picture this. It's February 12th, 1947. Paris is still picking up the pieces after World War II, and the fashion world has been dominated by practical, military-inspired clothing. Women have been wearing boxy suits with wide shoulders and short skirts to save fabric. Then, a 42-year-old man named Christian Dior presents his very first collection. And with just 90 outfits shown on 6 models, he single-handedly brings Paris back as the fashion capital of the world. But here's what makes this story absolutely fascinating. Christian Dior almost never became a fashion designer at all. Let me take you back to where it all began. Christian Ernest Dior was born in 1905 in Granville, a charming seaside town in Normandy. His father, Maurice, was a successful fertilizer manufacturer who had very different plans for his son. The family wanted Christian to become a diplomat, but young Christian had other ideas. Even as a child, he was sketching fashion designs and selling them outside his house for about 10 cents each. That's roughly $2 in today's money. When Christian turned 23, his father gave him money to open a small art gallery in Paris. And this is where the story gets really interesting. Dior didn't just run any ordinary gallery. He was rubbing shoulders with Pablo Picasso, Salvador Dali, Jean Cocteau, and Alberto Giacometti. Can you imagine? These artistic giants were shaping his aesthetic vision years before he even touched a piece of fabric. But then tragedy struck. The Great Depression hit, Dior's mother and brother died, and the family lost their business. The gallery had to close and Christian found himself desperately needing work. So, what did he do? He went back to selling fashion sketches on the street. Now here's where fate intervenes. Fashion designer Robert Piguet discovered these sketches, and from 1937 Dior was working for him. Piguet taught him something crucial that would define his entire career: the virtues of simplicity through which true elegance must come. During World War II, Dior worked at another fashion house, designing clothes even for the wives of Nazi officers. A morally complex time that many French fashion houses had to navigate to survive. But here's a heartbreaking detail that shows Dior's character. His sister Catherine was captured by the Gestapo and sent to Ravensbrück concentration camp. When she survived and was liberated in 1945, Christian later named his first perfume Miss Dior, in her honour. That fragrance is still one of the world's most beloved perfumes today. After the war, textile magnate Marcel Boussac offered Dior 6 million francs to start his own fashion house. And here's something delightfully quirky about Christian Dior. He was incredibly superstitious. He consulted his astrologer before making major decisions, carried lucky charms everywhere, and his collections were filled with talismanic symbols. He only accepted Boussac's offer because he found a lucky star on the ground that day. Now let's talk about that legendary February day in 1947. Dior presented his first collection at 30 Avenue Montaigne in Paris. He had called his two lines Corolle and Wheat. But when Carmel Snow, the editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar, saw the collection, she exclaimed, "It's such a new look." And just like that, the new look was born. But what exactly made this new look so revolutionary? After years of wartime austerity, Dior brought back pure feminine glamour. His dresses had tiny, nipped-in waists. We're talking about waists so small, they required serious corseting. The skirts were enormous, falling below mid-calf, using up to 20 yards of fabric per dress. In a world that had been rationing fabric for years, this was almost scandalous. The silhouette was like an hourglass: small shoulders, tiny waist, full bust, and voluminous hips. The most famous piece was the bar suit. And here's a fun fact. It was actually designed by a young Pierre Cardin, who was working in Dior's tailoring atelier at the time. The reaction was explosive. Some people loved it. Hollywood stars, European aristocracy, and fashion-forward women went crazy for it. But there was also backlash. Many women protested that this look was impractical, that it was trying to force them back into restrictive, purely decorative roles after they'd proven themselves capable during the war. But the impact was undeniable. Paris was back. The new look influenced her fashion well into the 1950s, and Dior became the most famous couturier in the world. Within just 10 years, his fashion house had gained prominence on 5 continents. Sadly, Christian Dior's reign was brief but brilliant. He died suddenly in 1957 at only 52 years old, just 10 years after launching his revolutionary collection. But by then, he had already changed fashion forever. Today, Dior is part of LVMH, the luxury conglomerate controlled by Bernard Arnault, one of the world's richest people. The brand is now worth billions and continues to set trends worldwide. Delphine Arnault, Bernard's daughter, runs Christian Dior Couture, showing how this legacy of innovation continues across generations. What strikes me most about Christian Dior's story is how one person's vision can literally reshape an entire industry. In just one afternoon, with 90 outfits and 6 models, he brought femininity back to fashion, put Paris back on the map, and created a template for luxury that still defines elegance today. The next time you see someone in a beautifully tailored dress with a nipped waist and full skirt, remember, you're looking at Christian Dior's revolution, still echoing through fashion more than 75 years later. So here's my question for you to ponder. In our current age of casual wear and practical fashion, do we still need the kind of pure, impractical beauty that Dior championed? Or was his new look a perfect response to its specific moment in history? Thank you for joining me today on Curious Cat. Keep staying curious, and I'll see you next time for another fascinating dive into the stories that shaped our world.